This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, again, in the chat room, being part of the conversation. It means a lot. And when you're engaged and involved, you catch things I miss that the guest says or doesn't say. So I got a bunch of stuff I want to get through. I know I won't, but I'm gonna get through as much as I can. I'm watching things heat up, even in my own area of California. And California's got off the rails. And I do not know how this state is going to survive with the government it currently has. Think about it. You've got a group of I hate to insult the sailors, because they're worse than a bunch of drunken sailors who've been at sea for six. It's like they see the taxpayers as an easy mark. Well, we are an easy mark. Nobody stops them. I'm talking about the California. Well, you can deal with the feds your own way, but I'm just talking strictly about the California legislators right now. I mean, pushing in single-payer health care, right? We've got the highest gas taxes around. They've squandered a bunch of gas dollars. And yet the locals want to keep defending, and when I say locals, I mean the Democrats want to keep defending what the Dems, the elected Dems, are doing up north. How do you do that? Because if this was conservative Republicans doing exactly the same thing, they'd be going out of their minds now, wouldn't they? There'd be no safe space for a Republican. There'd be no cutting of slack. There'd be no, hey, let's sit down and talk about this and let's understand. That would not happen. You and I, all of us know that. And it's too bad, because this is a great state. It's a wonderful state to live in from a standpoint of, you know, look at the weather, look at the opportunities here and what have you. And those guys up there in Sacramento don't seem to care. I don't know if they get it. Yeah, I guess they get it. They just honestly don't care. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But my question is, where are the bulk of sane Democrats that will come out and push back on this? Unless, of course, socialism is exactly what they're looking for. In which case, then they should keep their mouth shut. You don't want to say anything about this. Look, it's just like guys like me keep saying about the Muslims. It'd be easier to believe the bulk of Muslims don't agree with this, with what Muslim extremists are doing, if you would come out and scream about it. Scream from the top of your lungs. Make a big deal about it. Then it would be a whole different animal. And even the L.A. Times, the liberal-leaning L.A. Times, is perplexed with the state passing a $400 billion, passing single-payer health care, at a $400 billion tag, and they don't call out how they're going to pay for it. Now, they got a whole bunch of government math keeping. Now, this proposal came from Senator Ricardo Lara, a Democrat out of Bell Gardens. And this was about the same time that Trump decided, you know, they're going to change the Affordable Care Act. Now, wouldn't it make much more sense to let the feds do it? But see, they're going to show you. They're like the little kid cutting off his nose to spite his face, right? They're going to show you, like a little kid, that they know more than mommy and daddy. That they've got more resources than mommy and daddy. Tom Berryhill out of Modesto said, we don't have the money to pay for this. Even if we cut every single program, every single program from the expense, from the state budget, and redirected all that money to this bill, we couldn't cover half of it. He said, I don't trust the government to run our health care system. What government has ever done this right? Now, the bill would require or provide Medicare for all type and for everybody. It would guarantee health care coverage for every Californian without exception and without any out-of-pocket costs. Does that scare you? California Nurses Association, the union, which sponsored the bill, released a fiscal analysis this week that proposed raising state sales tax and business sales. Of course, let's nail the businesses and the people buying. Isn't that amazing? Just keep sticking it to the people. Now, even if we raise, this is where they don't get this. They're going to raise sales tax, and then they're going to raise business taxes. And based on the current flow of dollars, they believe they'll raise $106 billion to help with the annual cost. But what they don't think about is how many people will lose their jobs. How many people won't be able to afford to buy anything else? Don't give me that stuff. Well, now they have health care, they won't have to pay it out. No, somebody has to pay for that. That money goes somewhere. And if you take it from the businesses are going to get it from somewhere. And they believe that the feds are going to offset the cost for the rest. Right? Now, the legislative analyst and you massive Amherst analysts are at odds with the dollar amounts. So they don't even agree on them. So even the guys proposing them, who have given them to a college that does this for other governments, can't agree on how much money this is going to cost. And California has done such a great job in the past dealing with money, haven't they? Out of control. The state is out of control. And this beautiful state is going to start looking really bad because nobody will be able to afford to live here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in just a minute. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, five seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oil. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
No, no, don't do that. Don't do that. If you shoot him, you'll just make him mad.
Mongo like you. We will be... Well, no, not will be. We are back. We'll be back. As soon as I find my brain. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. I don't know if we've been released from prison on Facebook yet. But you can go up to the website. There's so much you can do up there, including buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you were taught to hate, all the things you were taught to be afraid of, all the things you were taught to run from, all in one book. You can go to your little safe space and go hide and read this stuff. I'll give you the trigger warnings up front. Right? No, seriously. You won't like, if you're on the left, you won't like anything in it. I mean nothing. So anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can also buy the shirts, the hashtag stand shirts, which, we've got these people running around with resist shirts all over the country going to these meetings, and I want you to wear a hashtag stand shirt, red shirt, white print, and we need to stand for what we believe. We need to stand for the liberty and the freedoms that we say we want. that we say we believe in, that we say we want to be part of. So don't let these people get away with it. No, seriously, do not let these people bully you, throw stuff at you, whether it be verbally or physically. Do not let them get away with this. Speaking of another lovely human being, Sally Cohen says that she wants to fight terrorism with tolerance and political correctness. That's right, because that's what ISIS is into. That's all they've ever asked for, is that you tolerate them beheading people. That's right, and because, you know, it's politically incorrect to talk down about another group, not talk down about what they're doing, because they're just practicing what they believe is their religious beliefs. That's right. That's what she says, the way to handle it. Now, President Trump demanded at the end of an end to political correctness. Thank God somebody does. Well, I do too, but now, especially in counterterrorism following the London terror attacks, no more soft speak, no more Mr. Nice Guy, no more, you know, we have to find out first. No, no. When they're yelling Allah Akbar, they're driving down the street, they're running people over, it's kind of obvious. We don't have to do any real investigation at that point, do we? Now, Cohen took offense at the president's tweets and fired back, saying the political correctness that are, according to her, the solution to terrorism. Now, political correctness is a simple idea that everyone should be treated with equal dignity and respect. Right. The Dems don't believe that. The progressive left doesn't believe that at all. They make fun of people like me. They make fun of, and I got a whole conversation of people, almost 200 comments of people on the hard left making fun of Christians, making fun of Catholics, making fun of people of faith. Now, political correctness is a simple idea, right? Everybody should be treated with equal dignity. They just don't adhere to it. They call it that, but they don't adhere to it. It's just like they call freedom, like how they call freedom of speech. They believe in freedom of speech, but they really don't. What they believe in is freedom of speech as long as you believe and will say what they say you should say. That's what freedom of speech is for them. Right? Now, Cohen says that political correctness is not, will not, and is not a cause of terrorism. It's an antidote. She wrote, and they have to do these in tweets. I guess, you know, you can't put together one thought and post it somewhere. You got to do it in tweets. When we make political correctness the scapegoat, we undermine the value of tolerance and equality that are always our best weapon against hate. Of course, we can't snap our fingers and make all current terrorists just become more tolerant and respectful, she conceded. But long-term, become more hateful ourselves? She's saying, you know, if we don't have patience, we're going to become more hateful. Well, what we don't hate the people. I don't hate the people. I hate the acts that they're doing. I hate the way they did in the name of what they're doing it in. She's saying that we can't throw away our values, you know, just because of what the terrorists are doing. Well, no, I'm saying if your value is to protect life no matter what, I'm sorry, that's not throwing away your values when you stand up for people. It doesn't work that way. What's funny about these people, or what I love about these people, yes, I said these people. Oh, that's political correctness gone sideways, isn't it? When they say they want everybody treated the same, like, you know, Sally Cohen. I was reading through some of her. I got distracted there for a second. I was reading through some of her the tweets, Twitters, whatever they're called. All right? And she thinks that going long-term with tolerance. Well, what I'd like to know what she expects us to tolerate. When you have these killings, these mass mow-downs with a car, when people, you know, the machete-wielding fools, what are we supposed to do? Go, gee, that's too bad? You know, that doesn't represent Islam, and that's too bad. We'll just sit back and wait till somebody shows up that understands Islam. Why aren't the Islamists? Why aren't the Muslim people outraged and have them marching the streets to take it back, to take back their religion, if you would? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. She goes on to say, our values of pluralism and inclusion and equality are under attack. The answer to terrorism cannot be to throw out our values. Again, I say, the values of protecting life and liberty? The values of protecting your neighbor? What values exactly is she talking about us not throwing away, because I don't see us throwing away any of our values. We've always stuck up for each other. You know, we may have four, five, six, seven different little mini nations within our nation. I mean, come on, let's be honest about it. You got New England, you got the South, right? You got the Southwest, you got the West Coast. I think Oregon is its own universe. I'm not quite sure yet. But you see what I'm saying. You got different parts of the country that kind of have different characteristics and different people living there for a reason. And those people moved to those areas because they were more in line with what they believed. So we don't have one. Yes, we have a big melting pot, but we're not one big lockstep family, if you would, as was seen during the Civil War. But on the same side of that coin, when you attack the United States, at least in the past, we've all come together to protect ourselves, right? No, seriously. We've all come together. I don't care whether you're from the South, the North, because the Yankees and the Southerners got together to fight again. I should say, you know, to protect each other. Yeah, I do that all the time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Jerry Corbyn. Don't know who he is, huh? He's an English leader, or a leader in Britain, in England. And he says, I'm not happy with this shoot-to-kill policy if terrorists are attacking Britain. What do you want to do, stop at the border, Jeremy, and say, what's your intentions? I don't get people like you. We'll hit this on the other side of the break, but man, I don't get people like you. This is the stuff where you scratch your head and go, my God, do you have two brain cells that are actually functioning? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't you love when that happens? A lot more coming up after the break, I promise. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. So, Charlie Daniels. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. You want to buy Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. If you buy it there, I sign it. You get it. You might be happy. If you don't want to wait that long, you can hop on Amazon.com and get electronically or get the paperback version. But I do want to let you know how happy I am that you've joined me today. And I do get involved. If you're up on Facebook, I don't know if the feed's working yet or not, or I don't know if we've been taken out of jail or whatever, but head over to The Real Side. I think it's The Real Side Radio on Facebook. Look us up. You'll find us. And or you head over to the website, therealside.com. There's a lot going on there, too, including a live chat room. People are talking with each other. Yes, not listening to me. I see you. Jerry Corbyn says he's not happy with the shoot-to-kill policy if terrorists are attacking Britain. Don't you love this? Don't you love these people? Maybe we should talk with them. After watching the English cops, I guess they're called bobbies, I guess it's two or three divisions. One division doesn't carry guns, one division does. Watching the three cops trying to get a machete away from a guy while they had nothing but batons. Right? And those poor guys were done for. And then you see what's happening when the terrorists have regular, you know, guns, weapons. And I watch the cops run away from them. There's nothing they can do. And then you have to wait for the armed officers to show up. And this just, I mean, for an educated group of people, this sounds a little off. Don't you think? Now, the Labour leader says that policy is quite dangerous and counterproductive, warning it could lead to war in the streets. That's right. If we shoot at the terrorists while they're committing acts of terrorism against, you know, the English people, then apparently that's a problem. And he's been very outspoken about the fact that he's unhappy with letting Britain's security services adopt a shoot-to-kill policy. The Labour leader said that he thought the policy could be quite dangerous, counterproductive. He's worried about war in the streets, as I said. And the remarks came just days after the French military were deployed in Paris amid fears that terrorists had launched a series of attacks in the French capital as well. Or getting ready to. Which, gee, that's so terrible. It is so terrible for you to prepare for something that looks like it's coming. Mr. Corbyn is likely to come under pressure to explain how he would want the security services to take out terrorists. I mean, they're running around loose in Britain. You want to raise a flag and say, yo-ho, over here, we'd like to discuss your intentions. The Labour leader also faces a backlash from his own MPs over other comments made during a series of television broadcasts on Parliament the first day back since the Paris attacks. Mr. Corbyn said that he would not give his MPs a free vote on Syrian airstrikes, meaning that they will likely be whipped to vote against the measure if it comes before the House of Commons. Just, you know what it is? They have protection. What do they care? Right? Now, he in the past has questioned the legality of Americans killing, like, what was his name, Jihad John? Right? The ISIS executioner, remember him? They took him out by drone. He thought that was probably uncivil. Speaking to the BBC, Mr. Corbyn was also asked if he was prime minister, would he be happy to order police and military to shoot and kill on Britain's streets? He said, nope, wouldn't do it. Not going to happen. He said, I think you have to have security that prevents people firing off weapons where you can. There are various degrees of doing things, as we know, but the idea you end up with is war. Nothing but war. Surely you have to work to try to prevent these things from happening, don't you? Well, you know, that's great. But what happens when it doesn't? You know, as many of the high-end security people have been saying, when it comes to terrorism, they only have to get it right once. We have to get it right 100% of the time. When you're protecting people, you have to get it right 100% of the time. Right? When David Cameron was prime minister, he had said that he thought that the shoot to kill was very important, a very important part of Britain's security. And he would defend the policy. Ultimately, it's an operational decision for police officers on the ground. There's a clear legal framework within they operate. They have extensive training, and legislators should not be questioning them. And that's the same thing I had my ear to with the Obama administration, was attorneys and politicians should not be making decisions on when to shoot and not shoot. Well, don't you agree? But when you got legislators, I mean, this should scare the English people. Because if you've got legislators that are afraid that aren't interested in protect, come on, they're not interested in protecting their people. They want to protect their butts. That's really what it boils down to. I don't care what a cop has to do. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying anyone's out and just start firing his gun off. But I am not opposed to a police officer from any country using his weapon to protect people against violence, terrorism, any of that. That means if you've got three of those guys running up the street, and I can pick off two of them who can't go on and do harm later on, then pick them off. Don't think about it. Don't look at the reg book. Pick them off. Get them gone. Now, President Obama is running around the country loving to tout what he has done for the country. Right? And I found an old list of what I put together here. Or a link to a story that I did a long time ago. And when you think of everything that he did, and I might not see it the same way you do, but some of the simple facts that you can't get away from, that you can't say it's a right-wing or left-wing conspiracy or they're spinning it the wrong way or what have you. Simple facts is under Obama's watch. It was the first time ever the U.S. sovereign debt was downgraded. First in American history. But it's because he received a country that was financially out of control. All right. Federal spending became 25% of the GDP, highest since World War II. And in World War II, we were in an all-out war. Budget deficit reached 10% of GDP. I'm sorry. It reached, 10% of GDP. Highest also since World War II. Federal debt. Right? 67% of the GDP's highest since just after World War II. Now, this was done, this report was done a few years back. Because you really can't get, you know, real numbers now. Even in 2017, trying to get some of the real numbers here are problematic. My understanding, at some point in time, the debt ratio, or the right now, the debt was at, when President Obama left office, it was 106 or 108% of GDP. You know what that means? You can't pay it back. You just can't pay it back. Because if you gave every nickel of the money that was coming in to pay it down, you're at 108%. Still can't pay it back. Employment, 58.1% of the population, 58.1% of the population were working. That was the lowest since 1983, and it was even higher than that by the end of his term. Long-term unemployment, 45.9%, almost 46, also the highest since the 1930s. This all comes from the U.S. Census Bureau, right? It was a joint study done by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Morgan Stanley, the Joint Committee on Taxation, and the U.S. Census Bureau. Oh, along with the Office of Management and Budget. So this wasn't like by, Republican think tank. Right? Home ownership ended up being about 58% lowest since 1965. Nothing good came out of this, right? So, I am tired of hearing, miss me yet? I'm tired of hearing about what a great job the guy did. I'm tired of hearing about all the wonderful things that Obama did for us. When frankly, it's just not true. Not even close to true. Didn't even take care of the black community, which would have been very, very easy for him to do and very easy to get people behind him on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the last segment.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate you taking the time with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're taking working through this garbage with us. Tonight is a smorgasbord of stories and what have you. And with everything going on, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff we could be talking about tonight. But I want to get through some of these crazy stories. Seriously. You know, when you think about all the things going on around us and how much stuff we could be on, the terrorism stuff we could do for 3 hours a night. You know, in a recent report now, they're talking about the Brits missing some of the warning signs of the attacks coming up. Well, you know what? They're going to do what they can do. I don't believe, you know, unless it was, unless they were told to overlook something, look away and not deal with it, that's a whole different animal. But I don't believe they were. Now, London Mayor Khan suggested calling off Trump's state visit to Britain, which I think is kind of funny. And the reason I say that is because there was a pro-Trump rally in London today without any incident. And they were chanting, "We love Trump." It's just hilarious. Anyway, so there's a lot of stuff going on that needs to be covered and talked about. Because they're not focusing on what's going on in terrorism because they're focusing on the word Russia. Anyhow, let me get back to it. Oh, and by the way, you know, we did what, an hour? I think it was an hour of the climate global warming change fiasco. And today a report comes out that says, you know, that settled science might not be so settled. So the, I'm going to screw this up and deal with it, the Thwaites Glacier in West Antarctica has been a source of concern for global warming alarmists who scream that the melting of the glacier will cause a global catastrophe like never seen before. But a new study has put forth an inconvenient truth for the alarmists. Right? The ice loss from the glacier is much slower than originally predicted. The study conducted by the scientists of NASA at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Irvine, they published the geophysical research letters, and they used computer models of the Antarctic ice sheet and data from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in Cambridge on the Southern Ocean to determine that prior studies of the glacier had overstated ice loss. Now, look, you must hear that again. The global alarmists in the past have overstated the ice loss by the glacier by as much as 7%. Isn't that great? The previous studies had two major flaws. They only focused on an ice sheet computer model, and they assumed that the warm ocean water would cause cavities forming in the glacier to melt. See, they assumed. They didn't do any testing. They simply assumed. Right? And they had nothing to compare it to. There was nothing for them to say, see, here's where the problems are. Look, it's already happening, and let's use this. The problem with the latter assumption is that the water is unable to have much of a reach in these tighter cavities. Therefore, the glacier melts at a slower rate. Hence, no sea level rising. The study also noted that increases in the sea level will be slower than the current rate, even if the ocean temperature were to increase, according to physics.org or PHYS.org. The glacier is nearly as large as the state of Washington, causing alarmists to cite it as a source of a disaster at high sea levels. Some research suggests that the sea level will increase by 2 feet over the next 200 to 900 years. And I'm sure that's all our fault. I'm sure that we've never seen that happen before over the last 200 to 900 years. Don't you think? The trouble with the Thwaites, which is one of the largest glaciers on the planet, is that it's also what scientists call a threshold system, which means instead of melting slowly like an ice cube on the summer day, it's more like a house of cards. It's stable until it's pushed too far, then it collapses. When a chunk of ice the size of Pennsylvania falls apart, that's a big problem. It won't happen overnight, but we don't slow the warming of the planet. It could happen within decades. And it will destabilize the rest of West Antarctica. Now, seas will rise about 10 feet in many parts of the world, in New York and Boston, because of the way gravity pushes water around the planet. The waters will rise even higher, as much as 13 feet. West Antarctica could do the coastlines of the world what Hurricane Sandy did in a few hours to New York City. Richard Alley, a geologist at Penn State University and arguably the most respected ice scientist in the world, says except when the water comes in, it doesn't go away in a few hours. It stays. Now, here's the problem with all of this. We did these stories yesterday. Right? So here's the problem with all of this. 30 years ago, they said this. 30 years ago. They said that that New York would be under another 30 feet of water. That human life would be almost unsustainable. Two-thirds of human life would be almost unsustainable because we'd be starving to death. I mean, at what point, do they understand that it's hard to believe them when they never, ever, 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 ever get it right? And as Al Gore keeps getting it wrong, as Al Gore keeps screwing it up, he keeps getting paid for it. How does that happen? Would you love to be able to screw up at your job on a daily basis, always get it wrong, and still get paid well? I'm just asking. Here's a story I saw go by my screen, and I went, you know what? Let's check into that. Apparently, the Evergreen State College Board of Trustees released a statement over the weekend reproaching the tactics, if not the underlying intent, of the recent student protest on campus. During the last week, the conduct of a small percentage of Evergreen community members exhibited unacceptable behavior that is completely contrary to Evergreen's values. That's according to board chair Gretchen Sorensen. Right, a copy of the statement you can find on the Campus Reform website. Now, Gretchen said in a statement that I hate when I do that to myself, okay? Although almost all the students continue to attend classes, the lack of tolerance and respect displayed by a few during the recent events and disruption is just indefensible, and I agree. I mean, look, you want to protest, you can protest. You got to take the consequences that come along with it. Right? I mean, some of these kids wanted they wanted extra credit, or they wanted tests to be held. They wanted to be able to take the test over again, or not go in on the day of the test because they were protesting. You know, they want the campus. They want the professors. They want people around them. Gee, I wonder why. To change their calendars for the protesters. Right? Now, Sorensen was referring to the disruptive protests that embroiled the campus recently after students became aware of a faculty-wide email exchange in which Professor Brett Weinstein challenged the school's decision to ask white people to leave campus for a day. Again, I say, Martin Luther King died for no reason. If we're going to segregation, if we're pushing for separate graduations, a day without a white person? Are these all things that the man most known for fighting to end racism, you think this is something he'd be okay with? Or is he was just an old guy? He just didn't know anybody. He didn't know how to fight, right? I'm sure he's got a big smile on his face watching what's going on. The students descended upon Weinstein's classes to express their displeasure, eventually forcing him to leave campus when campus police officers informed him they could not guarantee his safety. Wow. I hope those kids were expelled. See, it's one thing to have a sit-in. It's one thing to be making noise outside the class. It's one thing to make it hard for the guy to teach the class. But when the police officers say, I can't guarantee your safety, that means that they were getting violent. That means they were doing things that just weren't right. So they moved him along. Now, the college president, he agreed to excuse protesters from homework assignments so they could continue demonstrating. And later, you know what? They had a whole bunch of demands. And he gave in to those demands as well. Yeah, it's amazing to me. Is this how we're going to run everything from now on? By mob rule? Is that how it's going to go down? Because that's not what a republic is. I mean, seriously, think about it. Now, the trustee statement presents a different perspective on the matter. They came out with a public statement and said, declaring that the disruptive protesters are directly contrary to the school's commitment not only to free speech, but also to tolerance and inclusiveness, intellectual inquiry, freedom of expression. Tolerance and inclusiveness are all core tenets of Evergreen's philosophy. An approach to education, the letter explains, anyone who prevents Evergreen from delivering a positive or productive learning environment for all students has and will continue to be held accountable for their actions and face the appropriate consequences. Right? So the trustees make clear that they remain passionate about Evergreen's vision, but vow that going forward, the college will take a measured approach, which is crucial to ensure that we respond appropriately rather than reactively. What does that mean? And I learned today, before I went on the air, that there are 19 states that are looking at laws to allow free speech on campuses. I thought that was in the Constitution. I thought that was already done. This is confusing. We either follow the Constitution or we don't. You don't want to follow the Constitution, then you don't get federal aid. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hey, have a great rest of the day. I so much appreciate the time that you've been listening and spending with me, and we'll be here all week. Hopefully you will, too.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?